The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Good actors Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni's court battles continue to hit the headlines. As last Thursday, Baldoni sued Lively and her husband Ryan Reynolds $400 million for defamation, extortion and invasion of privacy. Baldoni's lawsuit occurs after Blake Lively had filed a legal complaint against him and his production company, Wayfarer Studios, in which she accused him of sexual harassment on the set of the film It Ends With Us. Now, it's an extraordinary story with lots of twists and turns, but I'm joined by Yasmin Ruffo, BBC entertainment reporter. Yasmin, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Now, tell us where this all started. I suppose you could go back to a very successful book.
Yeah, exactly. It all stems from the book It Ends With Us. And it's really hard to explain just how much anticipation there was for this film because the book had become such a big cultural phenomenon. It sold 20 million copies. It's become an internet sensation on TikTok. It's got more than 1 billion tags on the app. And I think any young woman would have been so excited for the film to have been released, given how much hype there was around the book. And the book and the film basically tell the story of this woman called Lily, who's a florist in Boston, and she navigates this sort of complex love triangle between a charming but abusive boyfriend, which is played by Justin Baldoni, and her compassionate first love. And the film was released in August, and it's become, well, it still is, such a big box office hit. Bought in $350 million globally, which is, it's hard to do. It all starts with the book, but the film, when it came out, there was just so much anticipation for it. And, you know, fans, regardless of all the murmurings of what was going on, went to see the film.
Now, when did the trouble start on set?
Well, you know, it was one of those that the troubles first emerged in the public around the time of the press tour. And essentially, Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni were not seen together during the press tour, which is very unlikely. Or, you know, it doesn't really happen between two co-stars. Usually you'd expect them doing all the interviews together. They'd be praising each other, taking pictures with each other. None of that happened. So that's when people started to think, maybe something was up. This is a bit weird. They're not even photographed together. No joint interviews, nothing like that. And when I was there interviewing Blake Lively when she came to London for the European premiere, we were told categorically to not ask any questions about Justin Baldoni. So it was clear already there was some sort of tension. But the lawsuit itself, that didn't come out till mid-December.
It's extraordinary. When you tell a reporter like yourself, don't mention my director and co-star, it's like Basil Fawlty to Manuel, don't mention the war.
It's exactly like that. And, you know, alarm bells were ringing. And one of the things as well is usually, you know, we never agree to interviews at the BBC in advance without, if we're told you cannot ask X, Y, Z. So we were told, you know, all questions are fine. But then when we turned up, it was very clear that her publicity team were making sure that none of the reporters were asking about Justin Baldoni. You couldn't ask about the reported feuds or anything like that. So yes, alarm bells were ringing and you thought, well, something is definitely up here, because otherwise, you know, she'd happily talk about him and how great he was or how great the film was.
Now, the question is, what was happening on set? When she decided to, if you like, reveal all through her action, it turned out that from early on, he was doing stuff on set that she found, she says, to be unacceptable, to the point that she got an extra little addition to her contract for behaviour on set.
Yes, exactly. So in the lawsuit that came out in mid-December, that she alleges a lot. And the first part is that she basically accuses Justin Baldoni of sexual harassment and disturbing behaviour. So in the lawsuit, she explains that in January, she called a meeting on set to address the hostile work environment. And she presented Mr. Baldoni with a list of demands. And some of those demands included things like no more descriptions of genitalia, requiring an intimacy coordinator on set, having no friends of the directors being on set when Blake Lively was in a state of nudity. So these were the list of demands she put. And he basically had to agree to them in order for filming to carry on. And he did agree to them. And filming obviously did carry on and the film came out. And that's the first part of the lawsuit. But the second part is that she then alleges that what happened after the film had finished being made is that Mr. Baldoni orchestrated a plan to destroy her reputation in the press and online. And it's not quite clear how this was created, but basically she alleges that there was this digital army that was created to post social media content that seemed authentic, that was basically anti-Blake. And as part of that, there was a crisis manager that was hired, and she basically helped lead this coordinated and well-financed plan to destroy Blake's reputation.
And this particular individual, she would have had a track record in sort of helping stars in trouble, like Johnny Depp, for instance.
Yes, exactly. So she is probably best known for helping Johnny Depp during the Amber Heard trial. And she is one of the people that essentially after the lawsuit came out, there was then an article from the New York Times, which the article was called "We Can Bury Anyone Inside a Hollywood Smear Machine." And that text, "We Can Bury Anyone," has been taken directly from one of the messages that she sent to Justin Baldoni as her as his crisis manager, basically alleging, you know, don't worry, I'll handle it.
Yeah, so then, you know, she lodges this suit against him. She alleges this stuff is going on. He is not taking this lying down, so he has a go back.
Absolutely. So he has now actually filed two different lawsuits. The first lawsuit is against the New York Times for that article I just mentioned, and he's filed a $250 million libel lawsuit against them. Essentially, they are saying that what happened with the New York Times article is that the documentations and the messages that the paper used were cherry-picked and they were misleading and they painted a certain picture. So that's the first lawsuit. But the second lawsuit is against Blake Lively directly and her husband, Ryan Reynolds, and he's suing them for $400 million on claims of civil extortion, defamation, invasion of privacy. And essentially, his lawyers are saying that the actress and her partner they disseminated this grossly edited, unsubstantiated information to the media. So essentially, they're lying is what he's put forward in that lawsuit.
So these two counter lawsuits. Now, what about the publicity tour for the movie itself? I'm not across this. I didn't see any of the interviews. But was she really trying to flog this movie as a Barbie type movie, which was alleged that it, you know, get the popcorn and the glad rags on and off we go to this movie, which would seem to maybe diminish the core theme of domestic abuse?
Yeah, you're right. And Blake Lively did get a lot of backlash for how she was presenting this movie. And for a film about domestic abuse, the press tour probably isn't what you would have expected, at least at the London premiere. There were pink carpets, there were flowers. She was promoting her hair care brand. Ryan Reynolds was promoting his gin brand. So yes, you're right. She was really highlighting the sort of fashions and floral element of the film without maybe going into the deeper meanings behind the domestic abuse and exploring that. So you're right. She did receive a lot of backlash for that. And some people, you're right, were saying that it was like the sequel to Barbie. And I suppose it was also because maybe she was cautious about the language she used. I think early on in the press tour, she made a comment about domestic abuse survivors. And she said, "You are so much more than just a survivor or a victim." And that caused some backlash, and some domestic abuse survivors were sort of criticizing her language and saying, really, you know, she doesn't really know what it's like to be a survivor. So how can she talk about this? So perhaps that was one of the reasons that she wanted to move away from that angle. But again, when I was there interviewing her, as well as the, you know, not being able to talk about Justin Baldoni, we were told to keep questions quite light and fun and uplifting. So there was a sense that, you know, she wanted to talk about the fun, the fashion, the florals, and not so much the heavy side of
now,
it.
Now, Justin Baldoni's legal team released raw video footage from It Ends With Us in an attempt to refute Blake Lively's sexual harassment claims. Have you seen that footage?
Yes, I have.
And what does it show one way or the other, do you think?
You know, it's a really difficult one because his team have released it to show, look, none of this happened. And then in response, Blake Lively's team have said, well, great, because it shows that all of what we're saying does happen. And she's, you know, people are saying different things online. Really, some people are saying you can tell she looks uncomfortable. You can tell she's trying to move her head away as he comes in. But then equally, his team are saying, well, look, there was no kissing. There was no me, you know, kissing down the side of her neck or making inappropriate comments. And in the footage, we don't hear him make any inappropriate comments to the nature that Blake Lively alleged. So it's a tricky one because actually both sides have now come out to claim that the footage supports them.
Where do you think it'll all end? I mean, I'm reading at the moment that Prince Harry's case against News Group newspapers has been settled. Do you think that's where this one's going to end up too?
Yeah, you know, it's common in this sort of case for people to settle. You would imagine that the pair will eventually settle. They'll come to some sort of mutual agreement in terms of monies paid to each other and who was responsible for doing what. But right now, it doesn't look like either of them want to back down. Justin Baldoni looks like he will not take, he will not say, I did what Blake's alleging. And equally, Blake is saying, well, my reputation has totally been destroyed, and I want accountability for that. So it's difficult to know what will happen. I think it might be settlement, it might go to court, but I think either way, more importantly, even when just filing a lawsuit, there's reputational damage, and I think both of them have taken that hit. Yeah, of reputational
damage. I'll make a prediction, Yasmin. Lawyers get richer, full stop. Anyway, Yasmin Rufo, BBC Entertainment Reporter, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.